Today is the most auspicious appearance of Lord Narasimha from the pillar. The scriptures say the Supreme Lord is seated in the heart of every living being as the Antaryami, and He is also present in every atom. Although it's a well-known fact, on this particular day, the Lord springs out of a pillar which would normally, no one would expect a Lord to appear from such a pillar. So, it's a very, very special day for Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in many occasions, enacted pastimes or glorified Narasimha while dealing with devotees. Like one time at Shiva Sangan, when Lord was hearing the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. There is one particular sentence in that. Narasimha Vapu Shriman, like that it goes. So when he heard the Narasimha Vapu Shriman, immediately Lord Chaitanya assumed the form of a Narasimha and started roaring like a lion. And he ran out in the street. And all the Vaishnavas who were passing by, they all got frightened, plugging their ears, not able to bear that roaring sound. They started fleeing in all directions. Then again, Lord Chaitanya re-entered the house of Srivas, telling Srivas that I feel so ashamed that I have frightened all the Vaishnavas foolishly by my behavior. So Srivas said, "My dear Lord, you cannot frighten anyone. You only have made all their sinful reactions flee in all directions." And then Lord Chaitanya became very calm, cool and composed. So, many times you will hear in Chaitanya Leela, as soon as there was some danger of a snake or as soon as there is some danger for the devotees, devotees would shout, "Oh, Narasimha, Narasimha, Narasimha," they would call out. So, although Krishna is our only shelter, Krishna appears as Lord Narasimha to offer protection to devotees in various ways. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that Lord Narasimha Dev residing in Navadvip Dham, he is capable of bestowing Krishna Prema upon the devotees, those who approach him. He writes it in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya book. There is one section about Narasimha. So, devotees approach Narasimha for various things. One is to even bestow Krishna Prema directly so that you can worship Krishna. Or devotees approach Narasimha Dev to remove all the obstacles on our way back to Krishna. Because the original obstacle remover is Lord Narasimha Dev only. Bhakti Vigna Vinashak Narasimha Dev Bhavan, they say. In fact, the obstacle removing capability is achieved by Ganesha by putting his tusks on the feet of Lord Narasimha only. Besides that, we are all Kali Yuga Jivas. Our bodies and minds are so fragile, and we are vulnerable to so many anarthas in the age of Kali Yuga. Knowingly, unknowingly, we commit so many mistakes in our lives, and falling prostrated obeisances at the feet of Narasimha Dev without any false ego, without any personal prejudice or pride. A devotee can easily earn the mercy of Narasimha Dev in eradicating those anarthas. And generally devotees think if you are going in a car or a bus, you have to pray to Lord Narasimha so that there may not be any danger on the way. But many large devotees like Jatayu, they gave their bodies in the service of the Lord. So Lord may protect the body or not protect the body, but the most important thing that a devotee worries is the protection of consciousness. Because when we are out of the temple traveling, there are so many illusory agents which capture our mind and subject the mind to contamination. And having absorbed the contamination, we come back and we become weakened in our bhakti. So Lord Narasimha is a protector of the devotee. We can pray to Lord Narasimha to save us from all the inevitable impurities that we will encounter on the way, so that we can still keep ourselves pure. In this way, not only he saves us from anarthas or obstacles or bestows Krishna prem, but that Narasimhadeva also eradicates the fear in the heart of his devotee. If there is any trace of fear. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj is the epitome of fearlessness. Although he was a small 5-year-old boy, he absolutely had no fear at all from the greatest demon, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the epitome of material life. And Prahlad is the epitome of pure devotion service. So in this wonderful pastime, we encounter two great extremes facing each other. And in between them comes Lord Narasimhadeva, protecting the boy Prahlad, the pure devotee, and leaving a record for all time to come. In no sabha where Vaishnavas are discussing, the sabha will be considered complete without the quoting of the name of Prahlad, for whose pleasure and protection and safety Lord Narasimha appeared himself personally. You see? So when we chant the holy names of Krishna every day, our mind runs here and there due to the need for yoga and kshema, preserving what we have and to accumulate what we don't have. Mind is always running. The last few days we have been discussing on the material dirt. So even after becoming a devotee, there are so many lingering anxieties in our mind. The negative distractions are feeling anger or envy towards some devotee and trying to set right some situation by one's own personal endeavor. That disturbs the chanting. But there is also a positive distraction, planning for service, planning for tomorrow or next week or the next few years. And desire to set right things without depending on Krishna. I will have all the ropes of control in my hands and I know how to do it. I am smart. I don't need Krishna. We may not say that, but that's what we do by focusing on those positive distractions while chanting, taking control in our hand. So these negative distractions and positive distractions are a great menace for a chanter. They put so many obstacles in approaching the holy name peacefully. So we can pray to Lord Narasimhadeva, please remove all this, so many distracting thoughts that weaken my attempt and that makes my attempt a feeble attempt in approaching the holy name. We want to make a very solid attempt in chanting the holy name. Just like in welding, if you see, if the distance is appropriate, the welding is very good. There is a continuous spark, like that continuous. If the distance is too much, or if you're touching it, it gets stuck. So the meditation or concentration of the holy name should be such that mantra after mantra after mantra, we should be able to utter it properly with the lips. There are so many mistakes which can come. Like while chanting, sometimes we swallow some words, forgetfully, especially when you are fasting day. Instead of eating food, you may swallow some words. Or while moving the beat, sometimes we move 2 to 3 manis for one mantra. We may not even know sometimes. While moving the beats, there is a mistake in pronunciation. There is a mistake in movement of beats. Sometimes there is a mistake in moving this beats also, counter beats. Sometimes counter beats are moved based on the time flow. If half an hour has gone, then 4 rounds must be over at least. So you move it very fastly. Sometimes even a person peacefully sleeping and chanting, he doesn't forget to move the beats down. That he takes care. It's very surprising, inconceivable. How one can do that? Exactly, in time the beads are moved down, whether he uttered the mantra or not. So we commit so many mistakes. So we can pray to Lord Narasimhadev to remove this obstacle of this negative and positive distraction that doesn't allow us to call out the holy name fervently on this auspicious day. And in this way, Lord Narasimha removes fear in the heart of devotee also. Especially in Kali Yuga, the fears are increasing more and more. because the jivas are becoming more mischievous and lacking any good quality. And the age of Kali Yuga, everywhere there are dangers. Nobody knows whether I'll be alive tomorrow. People are putting bomb blasts. And even if there are no bomb blasts, there are dangers from every quarters in Kali Yuga. So one should, that's why Prabhupada put the Narasimhadeva on the altar. And every day he made us recite this Narasimha Arati in the morning, knowing very well that we are Kali Yuga Jivas, we need Lord Krishna appearing in the form of Narasimhadeva to offer extra protection to devotees. And Prabhupada says, by singing this Arati with great absorption, in case we didn't make it back to Godhead, in the next life, we may at least remember this Narasimha Arati which we sang every day throughout this life. And then again Lord Narasimha will awaken us back to Krishna consciousness in the next life. Lord Narasimhadeva Bhagwan ki, Shri Lakshmi Narasimhadeva Bhagwan ki, Bhaktaraj Prahalad Maharaj ki, Harinam Prabhu ki, let's offer humble obeisances and